British Columbia Premier David Eby was quick to retaliate to crushing 25% tariffs announced by the U.S. on Saturday, including targeting U.S. liquor. Eby called the tariffs implemented by U.S. President Donald Trump a complete betrayal of the historic bond between Canada and the U.S. on Saturday. "It's a declaration of economic war against a trusted ally and friend," said Eby in Vancouver from a press conference. Trump will hit Canada with 25% tariffs on Tuesday, with a lower 10% duty for energy, laying the foundation for a trade war with America's closest neighbors. Eby said a few immediate measures have been launched in response to the tariff announcement. He has directed the BC Liquor Distribution Branch to immediately stop buying American liquor from red states, as well as pulling existing stock from store shelves. Eby said he has also directed Crown corporations such as BC Hydro, ICBC, and health authorities to immediately halt buying American goods and services and instead buy Canadian goods and services first. "We will never again allow ourselves to be beholden to the whims of one person in the White House," said Eby. Trump has also singled out BC in his execution order. "With respect to smuggling of illicit drugs across our northern border, Canada's Financial Transactions and Reports Analysis Center recently published a study on the laundering of proceeds of illicit synthetic opioids, which recognized Canada's heightened domestic production of fentanyl, largely from BC and its growing footprint within international narcotics distribution," the executive order said. Eby said he understands Trump's concerns about fentanyl in the U.S. and he shared the same concerns as well. He said it has taken too many lives in BC and made people and communities less safe. "When you're talking about transnational organized crime, you have to work together, and I can't imagine a stronger ally than our provincial government," Eby. "If the president wants to come up and wants to do that work, he can come to British Columbia, and we can talk about the work that we can do together. I'm keen to do that because we share a goal of addressing those major issues," he added. But Eby said imposing a 25% tariff on BC and Canada to address the fentanyl issue isn't the way to do it. "These tariffs don't make sense. They don't achieve his goal of economic growth for the United States," Eby said. "As British Columbians, and as Canadians, we will stand strong and united in the face of this unprecedented attack," he added. This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 1, 2025. The Canadian Press.